This is Ozarks at Large. Consumers are divided into three categories: retail shoppers, thrifters, and vintage collectors. All three share one thing in common, especially since the Great Recession: scoring a bargain. The proliferation of outlet and dollar stores in recent years is one sure sign that patrons demand rock-bottom price points. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, even charitable resale stores are sometimes acting like big-box chains.
Take Goodwill, the iconic American thrift store, historically cited in low-income neighborhoods and warehouse districts. Now Goodwills are opening in popular shopping centers like this one on College Avenue next to Fiesta Square. Shoppers browse long racks of clothing sorted by gender, age, size, and color. Keeping track of things is Francie Ford, district manager. When she first moved to Northwest Arkansas, only one Goodwill operated in Springdale.
We have locations in Bella Vista, two in Fayetteville, one in Bentonville, one in Springdale. And then we have another donation center in Fayetteville. And then I also oversee the Fort Smith, the Russellville, the Conway, and the Mountain Home location.
And all the stores are clean, well organized, with lots of dressing rooms and fully staffed with sales clerks.
Well, we have a strategy that we want there to be dignity for anybody who shops at Goodwill. We really don't care whether you make $5 a year or $500,000 a year. We take our merchandise and we organize it to make it look as attractive as it can and to make shopping as pleasant an experience as we can.
Ford says on any given day, more than 500 purchases are transacted in the Northwest Arkansas Goodwill District. And donations are on the rise as well, increasing from 83,000 to more than 383,000, a total of 15 million pounds of clothing and household goods. The company's also gone green, partnering with Dell Reconnect, recycling nearly a million pounds of discarded computers into e-waste at no cost to patrons. But if you think about it, donating your clothes and household goods rather than throwing them out is also a green practice. 90% of clothing donations end up on Goodwill sales floor, with 10% dispatched to post-retail rag contract marketplaces in Africa and Central America. But in-store prices are consistent and reasonable, and sales specials occur at different times of the year.
I think our prices are fair for the quality. I mean, if most of our things are unit priced, and you might go through like our women's blouses. Now, the truth is at $350, you may find a brand at $350 that is a good value, but you might find a brand at $350 that is an incredible value.
Most items are used, so best to launder or dry clean any purchase once you get it home.
It is grandma's basement with mothballs. Yes, that is a smell that anybody who's been around the resale business for any period of time, clothes, especially if they've been stored in plastic bags, can develop an aroma of their own.
Some Goodwill employees are hired off the street. Some are graduates from Goodwill's career training program. The nonprofit also offers transitional employment training for individuals with criminal backgrounds. Last year, nearly 2,500 individuals sought career help at Goodwill Career Centers in Springdale and Fayetteville, with nearly 500 being placed into jobs.
Some of those jobs were within our stores. So if somebody goes to our Career Service Center and needs a job, we think it's a win-win situation if they need a job and we have an opening for us to hire them and put them within Goodwill. We can't hire everybody who goes to the Career Services, but we place a lot of people within Goodwill who go to our Career Service Center.
Statewide, Goodwill assisted 6,500 Arkansans to be placed in more than 1,000 community jobs. And like conventional retail chains, Goodwill workers are referred to as associates, says Arkansas spokesperson Rebecca Brockman. She's based in Little Rock.
Yes, Goodwill recently, actually last year, we celebrated our 85th anniversary in Arkansas. And so since 1927, Goodwill has been serving individuals in Arkansas.
Goodwill Industries, founded in Boston more than a century ago by Methodist minister Edgar Helms, initially assisted disabled individuals with career development.
Things were donated, such as furniture and household items that needed repair, and so the people were hired to repair them, and then they were sold. Well, fast forward 8 decades, and the needs of the community have changed. So now we offer different career services that have changed with technology, whether it be computer, e-waste, and that type of thing. So we have always, our mission has always been to help build lives, families, and communities by assisting people with disabilities and other special needs.
Today, the mission of Goodwill, which is not affiliated with any religious organization, also serves individuals who lack education or job experience.
We have over a dozen career centers, again, located across Arkansas, where people, the public, can come in and receive resume preparation, interview skills, and career-oriented classes, computer classes, at no charge.
Nationwide, Goodwill has helped more than 4.2 million secure employment training. It's raised more than $4.4 billion in revenue at more than 2,700 stores with 32 locations in Arkansas. And 82% of revenue is spent directly on programming. And during tough economic times, like the most recent recession, Goodwill does good business. Since 2007, it reported a compound annual growth of 10%.
Our growth really took off in 2008, and so in the past 4 or 5 years, we have grown quite a bit, and we have expanded to Northwest Arkansas and most recently to Northeast Arkansas in Jonesboro and Paragould.
And it's not only financially strapped people shopping at Goodwill stores.
Right. We have studied this, and it's about 50-50 men and women, but really, we serve people of all different ages, and our shoppers and donors are people of all different ages and backgrounds.
Including middle-class patrons.
Exactly. In the past couple of years, thrifting and the idea of repurposing items or finding name-brand items at a thrift store has become very popular. And thanks in part to TV shows such as HGTV or other shows where it's actually pretty trendy to find items and then, as I said, repurpose them, recycle them. And so in the past couple of years, we have seen definitely an influx of all different type of customers.
You can also browse shopgoodwill.com's auction site for bargains. Even the Salvation Army, which assists the indigent and provides disaster relief, is seeing an influx of thrifters at its 600 stores. But Goodwill provides drive-through drop-off centers, doing away with its metal parking lot donation bins.
You actually get to hand them to a person, and then we give you a tax receipt if you want one. So we have found that that is just a better way of providing more jobs and being more convenient in the community. Our motto is donate, shop, change a life.
Many independent charitable thrift stores are working to change lives as well, like The Attic in South Fayetteville. The Attic thrift store was an auxiliary of the historic Fayetteville City Hospital. That hospital was closed by operator Washington Regional Medical Center as a cost-saving measure late last year. The Attic's board has severed ties with WRMC, moving out of the city hospital basement, and has reopened at their new location a few blocks down from City Lumber on South School Street. Former president and bookkeeper Loretta Simmons.
We're still functioning, and though we have to pay rent and utilities, we're going to be able to do the best we can for medical needs in Northwest Arkansas.
Proceeds go towards senior medical services and nursing scholarships. Last year, $17,000 in scholarships. The Attic is open 6 days a week now, 10 to 4, and welcomes donations and new patrons. Unlike Goodwill, the Attic is in smaller quarters, but has a more diverse inventory.
You know, we just hope that people that cannot shop higher-end retail stores can find some name-brand items with us, and they do. Our donations consist of a lot of name-brand items.
Plus, after rent and utilities, all Attic proceeds go directly back into the community, millions of dollars over the years.
We still maintain our 501c3, which is a nonprofit organization. We're probably the only thrift store in Northwest Arkansas that operates with volunteers only. None of us are paid, and we just do it because we're members of the auxiliary and to help in the medical world out there. So we hope after we pay rent and utilities that donations will continue to come in. You know, that's what keeps us going, is the donations and our customers.
And with 20% of all shoppers now flocking to resale stores, prospects look real good. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The Attic Thrift Store, which provides medical assistance to seniors and nursing scholarships, is now located at 1306 South School Avenue and is open Monday through Saturday. To find a Goodwill near you, visit goodwillar.org.